All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, January 9th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a COD slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate for the rest of the evening. We have a very important college football showdown tonight. We have a 7-game NBA main slate and then a 3-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show tomorrow on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. We did have a couple of questions come in prior to the show, so we will start there and then kind of see where things go. All right, first question today. I usually run 44 total lineups for NBA. One of those lineups I use in about 50 satellites and a single entry. How can I set it up to late swap these satties with the same lineup as the original single entry without simming all the satties? Thank you. Okay, so answered a similar question, I think, on yesterday's Office Hours. I'm going to have to probably go with the same answer here. So when you do this, you basically have two options, okay? Let's go to the late swap tutorial, the new one. Okay, let's pull this up. Okay, so option one is in the templates, use the all contests in one group option, okay? So use the all contests in one group. What it'll do is if you have one lineup played in 50 contests, it is going to return to you one single lineup saying, hey, we played one lineup. Now we need to maintain one lineup across all of these contests. Okay. That is the primary way I would recommend doing this. There is another option. We have to go back a little bit here. So what you could also do is, well, hold on. Let me walk back really quickly. Option one includes swapping all of your contests. So in this late swap, full swap section, you would leave all of these chosen. Apologies for any background noise. Option two is you only select, say, the single entry. You swap it like a normal swap. And then what you would do is once your swap is finished, you would copy and paste the lineup into the other entries. So build some lineups so I could show how this works. Just letting these lineups run. All right, so we're in the post build now. Okay, so basically what it would look like is like if we download, if we create a group, let's just say we're gonna use projected score, doesn't really matter, or old saber score, doesn't matter. Download. So if you only did the one contest option, when you downloaded your entry file, it's going to look something like this. There's going to be like DK contest information in these three rows in like this whole section. And then there's going to be your lineups, right? Well, the lineups would be different. It would be like your satellites, and then it would be the single entry. Whatever row your single entry is in, find the single entry and then basically copy it into the others. So like if this was a single entry, I would take it and I would copy it into the second one. If you have 50, that's like a lot, right? To sit here and just like kind of go all the way down like that. What you can do is you can highlight two of them. Make sure you do two of them. And then you can drag it down and it'll be all the same. This is like an Excel thing. If you do one, it might change the numbers. It might not. But those are effectively the two options. All right, gonna move on to question two here. All right, next question. One second. Apologies for the delay. All right, next question. Hello, new user here. When running The Sims for 20 max and single entry contest, what is the best way to filter through the lineups when running 5,000 lineups? All right, very good question. So the process that you want to follow is going to be similar for any size pool, you know, 500, 5,000, right? So we've already built 500 lineups here. We'll use this as our example, but you can still do this with 5,000 lineups as well. So after the lineup runs, we recommend using the portfolio diversity, okay? What portfolio does, if you're on starter, it uses the lineup's Saber score, not the old Saber score. It uses the new Saber score. It's called Saber score. It uses this number as like its quote unquote like source of truth. Like, hey, we're optimizing around this value. But instead of just giving you the highest Saber score lineups to the lowest, which is what Uniques One would do, it looks at all of the lineups and then figures out intelligently which lineups play best together. That is what why portfolio is better than just raw Uniques is. It's because it's looking at the correlation, it's looking at the payout distributions, it's seeing which lineups reduce variance and help you to win over the long term. So portfolio is definitely the option that I would be going with. If you're on Ultimate, you're going to have Portfolio Plus. Instead of using Saber Score as its source of truth, it's going to use the ROI from the contest sims that you run as its source of truth instead. Still going to work in the same way, figuring out which lineups based on ROI are best played together. And it will not just give you ROI top down, but it will still give you high ROI lineups. So once you get to your preferred method, which would be portfolio here, I'm just going to use Uniques because I don't have an entry file uploaded. So it doesn't work as well. Then what I would do is I would go over to the player table. And I would sort by exposure. And normally, close to my exposure, I want this leverage column, right? These are, in my opinion, the two most important columns. Exposure, leverage. Exposure just tells you, hey, these are the players that are in your lineups. Good to know who they are, how many lineups are in. Leverage is going to tell you the stand you're taking on this player. A positive leverage means that you have more of them than we expect the field to have in your lineups. Negative leverage means you have less of them. So when you have 100% AJ Mitchell, well, we're expecting 55% of lineups to have him. So your lineups have more than the average user. And then inversely, right, when you have negative leverage, this means that you have less, right? We're expecting 27% of lineups to have Derek Queen, and you have zero. So the positive leverage you're rooting for, those are your stands. The negative leverage you're rooting against, those are the players you're taking a stand against, right? So I think it's good to put eyes on these situations. Make sure you are in agreement about who the best plays are. And then if you disagree, you can make adjustments with min and max exposures. One second. So the only other thing is that we're building three lineups here, right? When you build less lineups, your leverages are going to be higher. So just keep that in mind, right? If you're building 20, the numbers might be a little bit closer together. So you're just going to see bigger leverages when you have less lineups since we're only doing three. So just keep that in mind when you're going through there. All right. Those are our only two questions today. And we kind of did a slate demo to answer this second one. That's kind of what we had to do. I know it's a little noisy here. So I think we're going to cut this one early. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. Quick turnaround, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our Saturday show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.